Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the digital waters of technology, uncovering the pearls of wisdom in the vast ocean of code. I'm Alex, your guide to the technical depths.
And I'm Jamie, your fellow explorer, ready with a flashlight to shine on the murkiest parts of tech. Today, we're setting sail on the macOS development environment, and not just any setup, but how to master it in 2025.
Ah, the macOS development environment, a blend of Unix's power with Apple's sleekness. It's like having a sports car that's also a 4x4. Best of both worlds.
I like the sound of that, but let's start at the very beginning. Why choose macOS for development? I mean, besides wanting to look cool at the coffee shop.
Good point, Jamie. Well, macOS offers a Unix-based foundation, which is fantastic for cross-platform development. It's POSIX compliant, meaning it gets along well with most Linux tools. Plus, if you're developing for the Apple ecosystem, macOS isn't just a choice, it's a must.
Got it. The Unix advantage plus the Apple ecosystem. So, how do we set up our macOS for professional use? I'm guessing it's more than just turning it on and hoping for the best.
Exactly, Jamie. First, you'd want to update macOS and install Apple's command line tools. These are essential for compilers like Clang, Git, and other utilities.
Command line tools, check. What's next on the list?
You'll want to install Homebrew. It's the package manager that simplifies installing open source software on macOS.
Ah, Homebrew, that's like the Swiss Army knife for macOS, right?
Precisely. After that, it's about configuring your shell environment. macOS defaults to ZSH, so personalizing it with something like Starship for prompt customization could be your next step.
Starship, as in we're going to space?
In a manner of speaking, yes. It makes your terminal look cool and provides useful information at a glance. Now, for the core development tools, editors like VS Code or Xcode for Apple development, package managers, version control with Git, virtualization with Docker Desktop, and managing multiple language versions with tools like PyEnvive or NVM.
That sounds like a fully stocked toolkit. But what about automating the setup? I'm all for avoiding repetitive tasks.
Automation is key for efficiency. You can use shell scripts, Ansible, or makefiles for this. Imagine setting up your entire environment with a single command.
Magic words, Alex. I love the sound of that. But let's talk security. How do we keep our shiny macOS development environment safe?
macOS has several built-in features like sandboxing and Gatekeeper for security. For developers, signing your code and using keychain access to securely store credentials are good practices. And always encrypt your disk with FileVault.
Safety first, got it. But what happens when things go wrong? Any tips for troubleshooting?
Yes, troubleshooting is an art in itself. For common issues like permission errors or missing package managers, always check your path and permissions first. And for environment consistency, dot files are your best friend.
Dot files, the unsung heroes of consistency. Before we wrap up, any last pearls of wisdom for our listeners diving into macOS development?
Keep learning and exploring. The macOS development environment is powerful and flexible, perfect for both beginners and pros. And remember, the community is vast and always willing to help.
Thanks, Alex. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. We hope you found today's expedition into the macOS development environment both enlightening and entertaining.
Until next time, keep coding, keep exploring, and keep nerding out. Goodbye for now.